Intelligence type with astrology case study, Theresa. Theresa's ascendant lies in Rohini, Taurus, with Jupiter and Rahu also in the first house, giving her a rich internal framework driven by both principled growth and original, intuitive intensity. Rohini grants Theresa a refined emotional resonance and creative instinct, giving rise to a grounded yet sensually attuned intrapersonal and naturalist intelligence. With Jupiter in Migashira, her intelligence filters reality through curiosity, reflective patterning, and inner ethical awareness. Rahu in the same house and sign gives her a unique psychological edge. Her self-perception is both creative and intense, drawn to beauty, pleasure, and mystery. This combination of Jupiter and Rahu in the first house suggests Theresa processes life through a blend of philosophical reflection and sensual immediacy. Her intrapersonal intelligence is anchored in a desire for self-improvement, legacy, and value creation, while Rahu sharpens her originality and emotional focus. She likely engages life with emotional depth, creativity, and a strong sense of self-direction, even when challenged by ambiguity or intensity. In the fifth house, Moon in Chitra, Virgo, points to vivid naturalist and visual spatial intelligence. Her emotional body responds to design, detail, and beauty in systems. Chitra lends her a unique ability to see how patterns form, whether in education, symbolic thinking, or emotional memory. This place placement supports work involving symbolic expression, healing through creativity, or emotionally intelligent mentorship. Her thoughts are likely internalized through emotional contrast, beauty and shadow, perfection and vulnerability, giving her emotional intelligence a highly visual and intuitive form. In the seventh house, Ketu in Anuradha intensifies her existential intelligence, filtered through intimate partnership and shadow dynamics. Anuradha lends loyalty, strategic intuition, and commitment to transformation. Ketu brings detachment and wisdom, giving her insight into the impermanence and energetic undercurrents of relationships. Theresa likely has an instinct for spiritual partnership and intuitive knowing of deeper motivations in others. Her intelligence is nonverbal here, tuned to the subtle fields of connection, often sensing what isn't spoken. In the eighth house, Sun in Uttara Ashada and Mercury in Purva Ashada create a deep axis of existential and linguistic intelligence. The sun gives Theresa insight into the structure of consciousness and life's unseen forces, while Mercury offers her the words to express them. Uttara Ashada's drive for legacy and truth, combined with Mercury's fluid logic, means Theresa has a capacity to articulate transformation, write or speak on taboo or spiritual themes, and process life through metaphysical awareness. She may find herself drawn to fields where language meets depth, such as therapeutic writing, spiritual psychology, or truth-based storytelling. In the ninth house, Mars in Dhanishta and Venus in Shravana merge bodily kinesthetic, musical, and visual spatial intelligence within the house of higher wisdom and philosophy. Mars gives her a rhythm-driven will to act, to move knowledge into embodied practice, while Venus adds emotional and auditory harmony. Dhanishta connects her to the intelligence of timing, performance, and structured vitality, while Shravana roots her aesthetics in listening, empathy, and discernment. Theresa's capacity to learn is sensory, performative, and devotional. She may thrive in roles involving teaching, musical or movement-based healing, or values-driven creative leadership. Altogether, Theresa's intelligence forms a radiant and reflective constellation, emotionally perceptive, spiritually responsive, creatively structured, and ethically grounded. She is here to blend sensual experience with wisdom, to guide through subtle vision, and to express truth through artistic, linguistic, and intuitive channels. Her mind does not just think, it listens, feels, remembers, and reimagines. Career based on intelligence for Theresa. Theresa's Taurus ascendant in Rohini, with Jupiter and Rahu in the first house, gives her a career identity rooted in sensuality, creative depth, and personal vision. Her intelligence blends intrapersonal, naturalist, visual spatial, existential, bodily kinesthetic, and linguistic modes, creating a vocational path that thrives on integration of emotion, design, language, and soulful transformation. She is not built for convention. She is built for meaningful, value-driven, and emotionally expressive work. Her first house placements, Jupiter in Migashira and Rahu in Rohini, support intrapersonal intelligence, grounded in curiosity, refinement, and emotional depth. Theresa likely navigates her work and public presence through inner resonance, ethical instinct, and a strong sense of embodiment. She is well-suited to paths where aesthetic presence, personal growth, and intuitive guidance are central, such as holistic coaching, conscious entrepreneurship, wellness-based branding, or emotionally grounded thought leadership. In the fifth house, Moon in Chitra gives her heightened naturalist and visual spatial intelligence with an artistic and psychological tone. She likely thrives in roles where emotional processing, storytelling, or design is required to mirror inner growth or archetypal narrative. She could excel in creative healing, therapeutic art, editorial work, or emotionally rich content development, especially when the message is meant to reach both the heart and the senses. Ketu in Anuradha in the seventh house activates a quiet but powerful existential intelligence, especially in relational dynamics. Theresa may be drawn to careers involving relational depth, from counseling and trauma integration to spiritual partnership mentoring. She likely navigates relationships as soul work and may help others process loss, depth, and transformation through sacred connection or karmic insight. Her gifts are subtle, deeply felt, and oriented toward energetic clarity. The eighth house conjunction of Sun in Uttara Ashada and Mercury in Purva Ashada anchors her capacity to lead through existential and linguistic intelligence. She is likely a speaker or writer of emotional truth, someone who helps others move through transformation using story, clarity, and intuitive insight. These placements suit roles such as therapeutic guide, spiritual teacher, narrative healer, or deep process communicator, where taboo, healing, and purpose intersect through voice. In the ninth house, Mars in Dhanishta and Venus in Shravana merge action and artistry in service of higher ideals. Mars gives her bodily kinesthetic intelligence, making her suited for careers that use movement, rhythm, or coordination to convey energy and knowledge, such as yoga instruction, performance arts, or somatic facilitation. Venus in Shravana enhances musical and auditory intelligence, ideal for careers in sound healing, lyrical communication, emotionally resonant speaking, or musical education with a moral or emotional foundation. Theresa's career calling lies in fields where emotional resonance, creative form, spiritual truth, and embodied rhythm align. She can create beauty that heals, speak words that reveal, and guide others with a presence that is rooted, intuitive, and deeply human. Her chart favors impact through refinement, not performance, but presence, not spectacle, but substance. Altogether, Theresa's ideal career paths are those that marry form and feeling, healing through beauty, leading through emotional truth, and expressing soul through the voice and body. Whether as a creator, guide, or quiet force in transformation, her work holds space for what is real, sacred, and ready to evolve.